Report: Hunter made millions after meeting with VP Joe Biden about Romanian real estate deal. By Wendell Hasebo on August 15, 2022. Hunter Biden reportedly met with his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, in the White House on multiple occasions immediately following meetings with Romanian officials, presumably pertaining to a high-profile deal he was involved in with Romanian real estate mogul Gabriel Popovici. Hunter met with Biden three times from July 2015 to March 2016 about helping Popovici with a conviction stemming from his purchase of a 550-acre parcel of government-owned land for a steep discount, the New York Post reported from Hunter's laptop from Hill. Hunter's calendar. July 29, 2015. 12 p.m. call with former FBI Chief Louis Freeh, who is repping Popovici. Same day meeting with Joe Biden at his father's U.S. Naval Observatory residence. March 29, 2016. Meeting with U.S. Ambassador to Romania Hans Klemm in Washington, D.C. Meeting with Joe Biden at the U.S. Naval Observatory. November 17, 2015 returns from trip to Romania. November 19, 2015 breakfast with Dad at the U.S. Naval Observatory. The meetings contradict Joe Biden's statement that he has not been involved in the Biden family business schemes. In fact, a total of seven times Biden and his team have deflected or denied involvement in the family business. "I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings," Joe Biden said. A number of Biden family allies were also brought in on the deal to help Popovici escape conviction, according to the Post. But Popovici was still convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Popovici has not served time. Instead, he fled to England, where the Romanian government is trying to extradite him. The Biden allies deployed to help Popovici include Mark Gidenstein, a former Obama administration transition official and former ambassador to Romania, former FBI director Louis Freeh, and Eric Schwerin, president of Hunter Biden's investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners. According to Hunter Biden's laptop, Gidenstein and Freeh spoke with Hunter Biden multiple times around the time Hunter met with Joe Biden at the Naval Observatory. A person familiar with the arrangements told the Post the president's son had a side-pocket agreement directly with Popovici that raked in millions for himself and associates, the Post's John Levine reported. It is not the first time Joe Biden conducted family business meetings in the White House as vice president. Joe Biden reportedly met at the White House two Chinese energy executives who worked with a CCP-linked company, Wangsheng, on July 25, 2014. Between 11 a.m. and 12:15 p.m., emails from Hunter's laptop reveal. The documentation on the laptop shows Joe Biden has been involved in the family business at least 19 times over 9 years. According to a Harris poll, 58% of voters believe that Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, exclusively revealed to Breitbart News in August that House Republicans are gearing up to investigate the Biden family business with the possible creation of a select committee after the GOP likely reclaims the House in midterm elections. Gaetz noted that Rosemont Seneca will be a top priority for House Republicans because it may involve highly sophisticated influence peddling within the Biden family. "It is Congress's responsibility to pass laws that ensure we don't have a compromised first family," he added. "We need to understand how influence in our government was bought and sold through Hunter Biden's various entities." Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss is currently investigating Hunter and associates for tax violations and lying to law enforcement about illegally purchasing a firearm, CNN reported. Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice's DOJ National Security Division, Matthew Olson, on Thursday confirmed to Gaetz in a congressional hearing the agency is investigating Hunter Biden. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.